The trial has been postponed indefinitely for a Hoonah man accused of shooting and killing two police officers over the summer. KTOO's Matt Miller has more on the story from Juneau.
Trial on murder and weapons misconduct charges for John Marvin Jr. was scheduled to start December 6th. But prosecutors warned 2 months ago that the sheer volume of evidence may force a date outside of the 120-day window set by Alaska's speedy trial rule. Marvin's defense attorney also had difficulty consulting with his client. Tuesday in Junior Superior Court, attorney Eric Headland asked for a psychiatric evaluation of his client to see if he's competent to stand trial. The audio is a little sketchy in this courtroom, but here Headland says he can't communicate with Marvin and may not understand or be able to assist with his own defense.
One would think one would have to be able to talk about what somebody was charged with, not whether they agreed with it or not, the veracity of it, but that they have to talk about whether they understood what they were charged with, or what they are alleged to have done, agree upon some, you know, sort of immutable facts, and we're not able to do that at this time.
Headland says he's currently prevented from mounting an affirmative defense in the case. Marvin, dressed again in red prison garb, his wrists shackled to his waist, and now with a short white beard to go with his long dark hair, had his own view on his attorney's actions.
I do object. I do not see any justice in proceeding in this direction.
Yeah, I talked about that with him, and I understood that was his position, and I told him what I was going to do, and this is what I think I need to do.
Such an examination is expected to take at least a month and a half at Alaska Psychiatric Institute in Anchorage. Since Marvin would already be there, then why not also have him evaluated for any culpability for his alleged actions? That was the argument unsuccessfully made by District Attorney Doug Gardner to Sitka Superior Court Judge David George.
Well, how can you grant the defense motion with respect to a competency evaluation to stand trial based on those facts and deny the culpability evaluation based on the same facts? I mean, I don't
want to get in an argument with you, but the point is that what counsel's talking about is his experience, the defendant's condition now. That doesn't mean that that automatically is going to result in the assertion of a mental defense later on.
Judge George denied Gardner's request, at least for now. Although there's only about 3 weeks to go on the speedy trial clock, it is now temporarily stopped. Next status hearing is scheduled for January 21st. After the evaluation, Headland expects another 90 days to prepare a defense, and that could push a trial date into next May. The 45-year-old Marvin is being charged with murder and weapons misconduct charges in connection with the August 28th shooting of Hoonah officers Tony Wallace and Matt Tokuoka. Marvin also allegedly held other officers at bay for over a day following the shooting. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.